And with us in the studio this morning is Pat Campanaro. She is the forum facilitator, and we'll tell you what the forum is in a minute. And Gwen Carmen, she's principal at ISD 166. And that community forum is Thursday, the 28th of February, 4 to 6 p.m. at the ACA. We're going to talk about future job markets and what the school can best prepare students for success.
Our ultimate goal at Cook County High School is for our graduates to leave high school ready to enter some type of post-secondary education program. It may be a certificate program, a two-year degree, or a four-year degree. But we know that if kids enter some type of post-secondary education, they are far more likely to be able to establish a career or a job that's going to have more of a livable wage. We know that some students will leave high school and go right into the workforce, but it's also far more likely that their wages are going to be significantly lower. So our goal is to really make sure that high school is building that foundation and helping kids establish their interests so that they can enter that program with confidence and success.
So would this be like augmenting current curricula, like, you know, industrial technology, business, and any other
Correct.
Classes you already have?
What we already offer a variety of career readiness type courses, yes, in industrial technology, business, and in family and consumer sciences. Although we aren't doing that this year, we have not given up on it. Basically, you know, there's been lots of conversation in the community about concern about the size of our industrial technology classroom. That classroom was reduced in the facility project that was done in 1996. And so there's been concern about that. But what we really want to do right now, instead of just saying we're going to build more space, we really want to make sure we're clear on what kind of space, what are the needs, what are the future job market of the kids, to make sure that we're developing our program and facility around those needs.
Well, in the space you've got, you can instead of a lot of lathes, you can put in a lot of computers, I suppose, and that would seem to be where things are moving, although I don't know for sure.
Well, we think both are important. We certainly do now have an AutoCAD lab where kids are doing Pro-E software, where they're learning both about engineering as well as design, and we're really excited about that. However, we also know that there is still a place for the hands-on, mm-hmm. and that's the challenge of how do we balance that.
Pat, tell me, what's important to, what do you want to see happen at this forum?
What I'm really excited about, this forum could really bring a diverse group of residents and employers together where we could explore and brainstorm what it is that this community needs in our future workforce so that we in the schools can prepare them for that. At the heart of my goal here is to really build a strong economy, and a strong economy starts with really well-educated youngsters who are our future.
I'm assuming that what you're looking for is as many voices for input as you possibly can get. So what can we do to encourage people to come with good ideas?
I'd say show up. We're going to really put on, I think, a diverse program to start the ideas flowing. We're going to then break into small groups, or we're going to ask people to brainstorm together and then come back as a group and talk about what our findings are. This is going to then give our committee, and we've got a very diverse committee working on this effort within the school, the information that they need to jumpstart the curriculum planning for the next 2 to 3, 4 years.
And I suspect that you want it to be as specific as possible to our own economic situation here in Cook County.
I think you have to look at it both ways. Certainly specific to what we have today, but really with an eye on what we want to see in the future as well.
And I also want to add that we're also wanting to blend in the conversation of the education and career training needs for adults.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, again, you know, we know that there's a lot of adults in our community that would benefit from additional education or training. And if there's a way to combine or share services or program or facility with high school kids and adults, then that's a win-win for everybody. So Cook County Higher Education is also an important partner in this conversation.
Yeah, they're going to be there, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what's going on right now in the school. What do you think you're going to need to expand? Now, the reason for the forum is to get input from the people who really do need people and how they want them educated. But do you get kind of updates or ideas, or do you have to kind of wing it in order to know what kids need?
Well, I would say that we're in the process of gathering that information. And in Cook County High School, we traditionally have had three areas of career readiness focus, one of them being the industrial technology. Mm-hmm. But even within that area, there's many, many areas between welding and woods and design and small engines. And again, we probably can't do all of that well, so we need to prioritize. We also have business, teaching accounting and business development and graphic design. And again, family and consumer science, which is a diverse, many of us knew that as home ec when we grew up. And we need to look at there are other areas of career readiness, such as medical and education and social services, law enforcement. All of those are legitimate careers.
And broadband is just around the corner.
Correct. And that's another important part of it. How can we utilize technology to bring kids as many opportunities as we can? Because we do not have immediate access to a community college like most high schools do within our region, we are definitely at a disadvantage. And we still, though, need to prioritize and monopolize any options we can.
Well, Pat, I know you've been involved with laptops for younger kids. By the time they get to the age of wanting to take advantage of some of these more job-oriented classes, they should be pretty adept.
I would think the answer to that is definitely yes. I just spent the last 2 days at the Minnetonka High School Technology Institute, where they have laptops in their elementary schools and iPads in their high schools. I learned a lot that I'm going to bring back to our team here in Cook County, because technology is just starting. As soon as we get broadband, the world is going to open to us. And getting kids ready for that 21st century technology skill set that's out there is really critical, so that they can compete once they leave our high school.
Community forum at the ACA, 4 to 6 p.m. on the 28th, last day of the month. Now, that's not hard to forget. Thursday, the 28th. Talk about job markets and what the school here in Cook County can best, how they can best prepare students for success.
Yep. Thanks, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.